Thank you. Well, good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 123. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he hath said? To you who to God for your refuge have fled. To you who to God for your refuge have fled. Hymn number 123. The scriptural this morning will be given by Wendy from Georgia.
Psalms. O God, thou art my God, because thou hast been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Hear the right, O Lord, attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. Hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thine ear unto me, and hear my speech. Show the marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee, from those that rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. From the wicked that oppress me, from my deadly enemies, who compass me about. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, which art in heaven. Our Father, Mother God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 158. It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, the angels bending near the earth, their wondrous story told of peace on earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all-gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Hymn number 158. Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin every Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion. And if you missed the discussion this morning, you really need to catch it either on our website, plainfieldcs.com, or on our YouTube channel. We have a Sunday school for children every Sunday at 11 a.m. And that has a teleconference number so that any child anywhere in the world can attend just by dialing that number if you don't live in the area. And if you live in the area, please come and bring your children. We'd love to see them. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15. Where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives saved through the study and practice of Christian Science. And we have a nursery available for the very young ones at all of our meetings and services. And we are going to have another Bible study session next Saturday, December 21. So please join us. That's 10 a.m. Saturday, December 21. The study question is on the website, so please review the question and join us for a lively session next Saturday. And I've mentioned this before, but I'd also like to mention it again. We have a really cute and good website for children. There's a link to it on the main website for the church. But I recommend it highly if you've got school-age children. It's a really great website. And I would like to point out an article that is timely and I think important, featured on our website. It's actually an excerpt from an article by Mary Baker Eddy entitled A Christmas Sermon. And everyone is welcome here. And that includes all of you who are joining us and participating from around the world. And a special welcome to Suzanne and George, who are, made a surprise visit from Vermont this morning. Good to see you.
We heard the Miles baby.
And we will now have the reading of a testimony from Miscellaneous Writings, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Janet from Georgia.
Page 450. I take advantage of the great privilege granted us to give my testimony for Christian Science through the pages of our much-loved journal. The blessing has been so bountiful that words can but poorly express my gratitude. A little over 6 years ago, a relative came from Denver, Colorado to visit us. She was a Christian Scientist, having herself been healed of a severe claim that MDs, drugs, and climate could not relieve. And her husband, having been in the drug business, she had had a chance to give them a fair trial. My sister-in-law did not talk much on the subject, as I remember, but what was better lived the truth before us as she realized it. One day, a blessed day to me, I ventured to open Science and Health and read the first sentence in the preface. I closed the book wondering what more it could contain, this seeming to cover the whole ground. When my sister-in-law returned to the room, I asked her if I might read it. Her reply was, yes, but begin at the first. That night, after all had retired, I began to read. Within 48 hours, I destroyed all drugs, applications, etc., notwithstanding the fact that my husband had just paid $50 to a traveling specialist for part of a treatment. With the drugs disappeared ailments of 9 years standing, which MDs had failed to relieve. I now understand that my sudden healing was due to my turning completely away from material methods. for I was convinced I should never use them again. I realized that God was my health, my strength, my life, therefore all. As I read Science and Health, I wondered why others had not discovered this truth. Physicians, ministers, and others who had devoted their lives to benefit mankind. Yes, why? Because they had been seeking in the opposite direction to truth, namely for cause and effect in matter, when all cause and effect are mental. I mention physicians and ministers because one class claims to heal disease, the other claims to heal sin. But Christian Science heals physically and morally. It contains all. Its leaves are for the healing of the nations. LBA, Memphis, Tennessee.
The lesson sermon for this morning can be found on page 24 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: God, the Preserver of Man. Golden text is from Matthew. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The responsive reading, Psalms. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein.
For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods.
Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place?
He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully.
He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation.
This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob.
Dede from Georgia will now read.
I will read from the Bible. 2 Timothy. The Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. To whom be glory forever and ever. Psalms. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. 1 Peter. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you, if ye be followers of that which is good? But and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. And be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. Psalms. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou bless him, as with a shield. Genesis. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. And God said unto Noah, make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. And behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life, from under the heaven. And everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. And Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him, into the ark, because of the waters of the flood. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased, and bare up the ark, and it was lift up above the earth. And every living substance was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle, and the creeping things, and the fowl of the heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. And in the second month, on the 7th and 20th day of the month, was the earth dried. And God spake unto Noah, saying, go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee. And God blessed Noah and his sons, and said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth. And God spake unto Noah and to his sons with him, saying, I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of the flood. Neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you, and every living creature that is with you, for perpetual generations. Hebrews. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. 2 Timothy. The foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, The Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Job, acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. He shall deliver the island of the innocent, and it is delivered by the pureness of thine hand. And thou shalt be secure, because there is hope. Yea, thou shalt dig about thee, and thou shalt take thy rest in safety.
Fairly from Maryland will now read.
Science and health. Security for the claims of harmonious and eternal being is found only in divine science. In the science of Christianity, mind, omnipotence, has all power, assigns sure rewards to righteousness, and shows that matter can neither heal nor make sick, create nor destroy. When we wait patiently on God and seek truth righteously, he directs our path. Divine mind rightly demands man's entire obedience, affection, and strength. No reservation is made for any lesser loyalty. Obedience to truth gives man power and strength. Submission to error superinduces loss of power. If living in disobedience to him, we ought to feel no security, although God is good. Let us rid ourselves of the belief that man is separated from God and obey only the divine principle, life, and love. Here is the great point of departure for all true spiritual growth. One's aim, a point beyond faith, should be to find the footsteps of truth, the way to health and holiness. We should strive to reach the Horeb height where God is revealed. And the cornerstone of all spiritual building is purity. The baptism of spirit, washing the body of all the impurities of flesh, signifies that the pure in heart see God and are approaching spiritual life and its demonstration. Christian science demonstrates that none but the pure in heart can see God, as the gospel teaches. In proportion to his purity is man perfect. And perfection is the order of celestial being, which demonstrates life in Christ, life's spiritual ideal. It is the spiritualization of thought and Christianization of daily life, in contrast with the results of the ghastly farce of material existence. It is chastity and purity, in contrast with the downward tendencies and earthward gravitation of sensualism and impurity, which really attests the divine origin and operation of Christian science. The triumphs of Christian science are recorded in the destruction of error and evil, from which are propagated the dismal beliefs of sin, sickness, and death. It is difficult for the sinner to accept divine science because science exposes his nothingness. But the sooner error is reduced to its native nothingness, the sooner man's great reality will appear and his genuine being will be understood. The destruction of error is by no means the destruction of truth or life, but is the acknowledgement of them. In Isaiah we read, I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. But the prophet referred to divine law as stirring up the belief in evil to its utmost when bringing it to the surface and reducing it to its common denominator, nothingness. The muddy riverbed must be stirred in order to purify the stream. In moral chemicalization, when the symptoms of evil, illusion, are aggravated, we may think in our ignorance that the Lord hath wrought an evil. But we ought to know that God's law uncovers so-called sin and its effects. Only the truth may annihilate all sense of evil and all power to sin. Ark, safety, the idea or reflection of truth, proved to be as immortal as its principle. The understanding of spirit, destroying the belief in matter. God and man, coexistent and eternal. Science showing that the spiritual realities of all things are created by him and exist forever. The ark indicates temptation overcome and followed by exaltation. Man's enslavement to the most relentless masters, passion, selfishness, envy, hatred, and revenge, is conquered only by a mighty struggle. Every hour of delay makes the struggle more severe. If man is not victorious over the passions, they crush out happiness, health, and manhood. Here, Christian science is the sovereign panacea, giving strength to the weakness of mortal mind, strength from the immortal and omnipotent mind, and lifting humanity above itself into purer desires, even into spiritual power and goodwill to man. Truth makes a new creature in whom old things pass away and all things have become new. Passions, selfishness, false appetites, hatred, fear, or sensuality yield to spirituality, and the superabundance of being is on the side of God, good. The Christianly scientific man reflects the divine law, thus becoming a law unto himself. He does violence to no man, neither is he a false accuser. The Christian scientist wisely shapes his course and is honest and consistent in following the leadings of divine mind. He must prove through living as well as healing and teaching, that Christ's way is the only one by which mortals are radically saved from sin and sickness. Mankind will improve through science and Christianity. The necessity for uplifting the race is farther to the fact that mind can do it. For mind can impart purity instead of impurity, strength instead of weakness, and health instead of disease. Truth is an alterative in the entire system and can make it every whit whole. The purification of sense and self is a proof of progress. Through the wholesome chastisements of love, we are helped onward in the march towards righteousness, peace, and purity, which are the landmarks of science. Beholding the infinite tasks of truth, we pause, wait on God. Then we push onward until boundless thought walks enraptured and conception unconfined is winged to reach the divine glory.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let us now sing hymn number 33. Call the Lord thy sure salvation, rest beneath the Almighty shade, in his secret habitation dwell, nor ever be dismayed. Hymn number 33.
Call the Lord thy
Let's now sing hymn number 226. O Lord of life, to thee we lift our hearts in praise for those thy prophets who have shown thy gift of grace that ever grows, of truth that spreads from shore to shore, of wisdom's widening ray, of light that shineth more and more unto thy perfect day. Hymn number 226.
Thank you. read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth, matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal, matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.